This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty app with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, Michigan judge dismisses conspiracy charges against Muslim doctors who engaged in female genital mutilation. Now, folks, when the government imports refugees that need help, and that, you know who I'm talking about, right, friends? They need help, and then once they get here, they want to change our laws. So, therefore, they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer, you know, like the Muslims, like what they've done over in Europe, Germany, France, the UK. You know what I'm talking about, right? Just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. I mean, as if to suggest, America, they're doing something different when they come into America, right? Ah, wow. Wake up call, blowing the trumpet again. When the government imports refugees and allows almost unfettered immigration, including illegal alien invasion, these individuals bring with them the values and practices, if you want to call them values, of their culture with little interest in assimilation. Why should they? I mean, just think about it, America. You have representatives in the United States of America that are trying to change your laws to accommodate the Muslims that are illegally coming into this country today. Wow, that sounds familiar. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Boy, that sounds familiar. They will be made the head and you'll be made the tail. It'll be a slow siege. That means a slow takeover. Yep, little by little, incrementally. It's exactly what's happening today. Folks, what I'm telling you has been played out time and time again in various cities around the republic. See, we're a constitutional republic, right? Article 4, Section 4. And instead of assimilating to the culture of the rule of law in this country, under duly passed legislation in compliance with the Constitution for the United States of America and various states' constitutions, these Muslim individuals want to operate under a law foreign to this republic and to our founding documents. Just think about that. They want help getting out of the mess that they have created under their false gods. They come to America and they want to bring their false gods and their broken culture with them, as if to suggest it's going to work here when it didn't work there. That's not how you build on principles or presupposition. In particular, this applies to certain groups of individuals whose culture practices include female genital mutilation. Now, listen to this carefully again, America. Just to show you that it's not a foreigner doing it, but in Detroit, a Michigan federal judge who's still there to sit during good behavior, America, keep that in context, Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, if he sits outside of good behavior and begins to operate in a legislative fashion, or he begins to act as an activist from the bench, you are to Article 2, Section 4, remove that judge, because his job is to discover and apply law, period. But a Detroit, Michigan federal judge dismissed charges against two physicians involving a victim of female genital mutilation. Now, if anyone does not understand what female genital mutilation involves, a brief description follows. It's called FGM, or what some call female circumcision involves the partial or complete removal from a female child. And in most cases, the tissue that surrounds the girl's genitalia is then sutured, a removal of her genitalia, and it's closed. And normally this occurs during the childhood years of a female child or in a young woman before marriage. Now, folks, that's pretty weird. But again, here we have it. The Daily Caller reported that a Detroit federal judge dismissed charges against two doctors, Muslim doctors, regarding a victim of female genital mutilation, according to the Associated Press, who you can trust as far as you can throw them. I'm not even going to try to say their names, friends. They're Muslims, okay? Both of these doctors were dismissed of conspiracy in transporting a minor with the intent of criminal activity by the U.S. District Judge Bernard Freeman on Sunday. And according to Friedman, prosecutors have observed that these girls were not subjected to any of this gratification concerning female genitalia and their mutilation. But the doctors still face off with other charges. And they're accused of conducting FGM on girls at other clinics, which is located near Detroit. Now, folks, again, only to further solidify the point, they are not here to assimilate to who we are as a people. They are here to bring their culture with them. Now, the judges dismissed the charge of conspiracy in transporting a minor with the intent of criminal activity. But, friends, I want you to understand that this is child abuse. Cutting or mutilating the genitals would be considered abuse, friends. And to suggest otherwise, I would ask that you would get your head examined. Islam or no Islam, child abuse in the Republic is a crime, period. If any other individual had committed conspiracy to transport a minor child with the intent of criminal activity, the judge would have proceeded with exact justice through due process upon the perpetrator, and instead, Judge Friedman pulled a dismissal based on some hard-brained idea out of his backside when he should hold to Michigan law. But folks, see again, this isn't a foreigner's doing this to you. This is your people doing it to your people. It's just that simple. Was not Abraham Lincoln correct when he said that if we be destroyed, it's because we've done it to ourselves? America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Of course, that's exactly what's happening. Folks, a couple weeks back, we were talking about those masquerading as mayors, which in fact, they're felons that are alluring illegals into the United States of America. Is that a group of foreigners that are doing that to you? Or is that your own people doing that to you? That are playing the Judas as they continuously kiss you and betray you at the same time? America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. In other words, Numbers 32:23 tells us your sin will find you and is finding you out, America. Again, it's not a foreigner doing this to you. It's your representatives.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have us at number two right now, friends. Number two on GCN, 89 radio stations. You have us at number two. I appreciate that. We appreciate that. And again, we know why people are listening. They're sick and tired of diplomacy in so many different ways. They're sick and tired of diplomacy. Seduction in another guise. Conservative talk, which, again, are yesterday's liberals. Divide and conquer. The talking points falling down from the CIA-controlled narrative. They're sick and tired of it. And I don't blame you. Let's get back to who we are rather than who we are not. And I think that's how we're going to bring about resolve in this country, when we begin to act on the fact that we are a certain way and we are not a cowardice people. We are a courageous people. And again, we have a republic today because of the brave and because of the strong. So let's continue that heritage down the road so it falls to our posterity in the up and coming years, that they might have a future and a hope, as the Word of God says. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also, I want to highlight the fact that we have a YouTube page with a couple hundred videos on there, bringing about the resolve to America's issues biblically and constitutionally, giving you the answers rather than magnifying the crime. We're magnifying the law so we can bring about the answers. Again, that is Bradley Dean, EE, Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on my YouTube page. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Also wanted to let you know that you can jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean, EE. Bradley Dean, EE on my Twitter account as well. And friends, if you would like to give us a call at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933.
1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, I got a whole plethora of topics today, and it all leads back to, again, what's happening in this country and who's doing it. I highlighted during the first segment, Michigan judge dismisses conspiracy charges against Muslim doctors who engaged in female genital mutilation. Folks, they are not coming into the United States of America to assimilate. They are here to conquer. Just ask them. And the best way to listen to them is not so much as to what they say, but what they do. That speaks much louder than words any day of the year. Now, again, we just highlighted the fact that in Michigan, a judge dismisses conspiracy charges against Muslim doctors who engaged female genital mutilation. Now, again, I want you to highlight the fact that this is not a foreigner or a group of foreigners that are selling you out, America. It is a federal judge acting outside of the scope of his authority. Therefore, he must be removed, period. I don't know what's difficult about that. Until the government fears the people, you're not going to have liberty. You're going to have tyranny, and it's exactly what you see today. And that reminds me of what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. He said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. That's where we're at in America today. But when the government fears the people, then you have liberty. It is not diabolical, folks. It is a filial fear. It's a healthy fear. And that's where we should be. In every given, we should be afraid to violate law. We should be afraid to kick up against any sense of the freedoms and the sacrifice that have been given to us for the freedoms that we have in so many different ways. What am I saying? I would do nothing to stand up against or kick against or to disgrace or desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give me what I have today. Why? Because they paid an awful price for the freedoms that we have. And we have to have a good balance of what I just highlighted. Now, I want to go over to another highlight on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, I want you to listen. I'm not talking about what's happening in a third world country. Again, I could have probably gotten away with this 50 years ago, and everybody could have just walked out and said, so what? Well, the fact of the matter is the news that I'm giving you now, friends, it sounds like news. And it sounds like something that might be happening over in a third world country, but it's not. It's happening here in America today. Fake Muslim hate. About 6 months ago, I had showed you incident after incident after incident of homosexuals creating their own fake hate crimes who have been found out. And according to law, Deuteronomy 19:19, what they mean to do to you through false accusation, you are to do to them according to law. And there has to be consequence for false accusation, friends. Not a slap on the hand and say, don't do that again. No, because they mean to harm innocent people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Fake Muslim hate. Police find no evidence of scissor attack on Muslim girl because she wore a hijab. CP24 reported Monday that after investigating an incident where an 11-year-old girl alleged a man cut off her hijab on her way to school last week, police now say that the event does not appear to have happened. Folks, why would they do that? I remember long, long ago, 9-10 years ago, sitting and having lunch with the founder of World Net Daily. And as I was sitting there with him, he said that he would report on certain events as a reporter back in the 70s. And he said one incident took place where it began to turn his thought process in the right direction to understand the enemy. And the good news was in this particular situation is there was a camera there. Folks, every time I do a high school, every time I do a college, every time I speak publicly, I always film everything. Why? Because it's smart. Because people like to say stuff that's not true, and as long as you have it on film, you can hold them accountable for their lies. I've done documentary after documentary after documentary showing what papers have said about me and my ministry, and we had it all filmed. Little did they know. and we put it out there on video. Folks, they undo themselves. You know that old saying, you give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves? They always do, without fail. But just film everything. But what I want you to, again, understand, friends, is why is it that there's so much hate? Well, the fact of the matter is, it's not hate, friends, it's self-inflicted hate, going back to Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily, the founder. I remember he told me in one such incident that he was out and about reporting, and he said this girl grabbed his hair and began to slap his face, and then when the cameras came, guess what she did? She started acting as if she was the victim. It's exactly what's going on today in this country. It's called totalitarianism. If you can learn that right there, I'm telling you what, you're going to understand what's going on in this country. See, they love to smack the face of the innocent. They love to pull the hair of the innocent only to accuse them of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. They themselves have perpetrated. This is what they do. This is how they operate. And again, people need to understand that when they create their own hate crimes, you need to hold them accountable for their crime that they intended to lay at your front door. It's real simple to see. I see it all the time. I hear it all the time. And what's sick about it, friends, and I don't mean to use the word sick so much as I do those people that are actually perpetuating their own crimes, inflicting their own hate crime, because they are sick in the mind, and they need to be institutionalized. But the fact of the matter is, friends, what's sad about what's going on in this country is the American people don't know how these people operate. And every speaking engagement that I have, I say, if you can learn this, if you can just learn this. Folks, they don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're on the attack. And I also shared with you, friends, is that when you look at what the homosexuals have done, and by the way, they've been busted 1,000 times. I've done it on the radio. I've showed you their crimes, how they've self-inflicted, only to play the victim as they, again, perpetuate the crime. They got to put themselves in the victim position so they can tear away at the laws and get the sympathy of the people, because the media will go right along with them in the perpetuation of the lie that they intend to establish. But you can't establish a lie. See, because truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and it always does. See, a lie has to be propped up, but sooner or later it's going to fall. And again, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be made known. But I told you concerning the sodomites, the homosexuals, and the lesbians, the self-inflicted hate crimes, I told you the Muslims are learning the exact method, and they are following in close pursuit behind the sodomite communities and acting in such a fashion. Homosexuals, homophobia. Now we have something called by the Muslims concerning their fake hate crimes. They call it Islamophobia. Okay? But what's interesting here is this little 11-year-old girl that alleged a man cut off her hijab on her way to school last week. Police are now saying that the event doesn't appear to have even happened. So why would they do something like that, friends? They need to be exported immediately back to where they came from. I don't care how old they are, friends. The bottom line is a crime. And they intended to incriminate an innocent individual in the process. Now that gets me mad.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you again, friends, for making us, well, we're the number two radio show on Genesis Communication Networks today, and we appreciate your listenership, 91 affiliates across the United States, and we have 53 countries that listen to us on a daily basis. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, I don't bite. If you're insincere, I do, and I growl along with that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, why are Muslims faking their own hate crimes? Why are Muslims faking anti-Muslim hate crimes? Same reason the homosexuals were. Because what they want to do is they want to be the victim. And the way they do that is they want to play the sympathy because they want a public opinion on their side to believe that they're the victims. You know, I had a outlet talk about how Bradley Dean means to persecute homosexuals. No, I'm not. The law does that. It's a felony in every state in this country. All 50 states in our union, it's a felony. The law should be prosecuting you for your crimes. I didn't make that up. That's American law, and it's been established for 240 years, regardless of what some black-robed tyrant wants to say or what he or she has to say.
The law is the law. It's that of the Medes and the Persians, friends. It's not going to move, regardless if they like it or not. To he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own, on their own back, and that's exactly what we're going to see happen. The war against heaven will never be won. Period. Period. Use a little common sense. It's a war that you won't win. Repent is the message. Acts 20, verse 21. Also read Acts 2, 38 when you get a moment. You're never going to win this. But again, why are Muslims faking anti-Muslim hate crimes? Just think about it. They come into America. They ask for our help. Once they get here and they get the help, they begin to tear away at our laws. They want the laws changed. Period. I mean, the latest fabrication involves this 11-year-old girl where it was found out by police it was completely self-inflicted. It wasn't true. And the latest involves the torching of a Houston mosque on Christmas Day. And the arson was quickly seized on by the national media for some reason and Muslim rights groups like the Council on American Islamic Relations, which demanded that police investigate it as a hate crime. Why would they act in such a fashion? Why would they act in such a fashion that they would demand our police to investigate the crime? We urge law enforcement authorities to investigate a possible bias motive for this fire. CARES Houston chapter said in a statement. Now listen to this. I'm going to give you a whole line of self-inflicted hate crimes by the Muslims. Now, do they sound like a people that need help? Or do they sound like a people that need to be exported or thrown in jail? You decide. Federal authorities did investigate, and they found a suspect. And sorry, CAIR, C-A-I-R, he's not a Muslim hating supporter of the United States of America, but he is a Muslim. Federal authorities did investigate and found out that he was a Muslim that actually started the fire in Houston. And not only that, a longtime member of the damaged Islamic Society of Greater Houston Mosque, where he prayed 5 times a day, 7 days per week. You got to ask the question, America, who are these people praying to? I mean, Jesus came into the world to save men from their sins. These people mean to by force and through totalitarian methods, cause people to serve a God that doesn't exist. And if you don't, then they'll kill you. I don't see that in Scripture for some reason. Obedience to the Christ, who is the great liberator, who makes men free from their sin. So last Christmas, a similar incident was reported at a mosque now in Fresno, outside of Houston. We're going to another state in California. And in a similar rush to judgment, the media again joined Muslim groups in accusing anti-Islamic bigots for the vandalism of the Islamic Culture Center there. Only it turned out that the incident was not an act of Islamophobia at all. As in Houston, friends, the damage was self-inflicted by another member of the mosque in California. Police arrested Asif Muhammad Khan. And they said that he was an admirer of Osama bin Laden. These are the people that are in the United States of America today. These are the people that your representatives are alluring into your country today. That's who these people are. See, they don't realize they're playing with fire. They just don't. They will soon enough, hopefully sooner than later. And folks, these are hardly isolated cases of Muslim groups and their media apologists misleading the public about anti-Muslim hate crimes. They are a part of a long series of events, including, listen carefully, pure fabrication, all made up, created out of thin air, that to serve and to portray non-Muslims as threats and deflect attention away from Muslims as the real threats. That's what this is about. Same thing with the homosexual agenda. And learning from other groups, they've discovered that racism can be blamed for almost anything. Of course, especially when it doesn't exist. Acts 17:26 says, all nations are one blood. Period. What is it that we don't get? Seriously, what is it that we don't understand, America? These words are fabricated to divide, to browbeat dissenters. Isn't that what I just identified to you a couple moments ago, friends? If you don't agree with them and then they beat you down and then they play the victim? When in fact they're the ones committing the crime? I mean, here's the good news on that last point. Jesus Christ settled the issue over 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross, because he died for all of us. He didn't die for the Jews or the Gentiles or whatever other country there may be or group or demographic of people there may be, friends. He died for all of us, or color of people. He died for all of us. There's the answer right there. Again, Jesus Christ settled the issue over 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross. He died for all of us, not some of us. And it is for us. Here comes the responsibility, Americans. It's up to us to respond accordingly. Because the bottom line is, we must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or we're going to perish together as fools, period. Period. But these people, like that of Oprah Winfrey, Colin Kaepernick, Jesse Jackson, Barack Hussein Obama, Al Sharpton. Now we're seeing it through the homosexuals. We're seeing it now through the Muslims coming in. They're trying to divide and conquer. And in every one of those groups, they always try to put themselves in the victim position. Every single time. Here, let me go on. October 2014, two Muslim activists released a video showing New York Police Department cops harassing and racially profiling Muslims just for wearing Islamic garb. Now listen carefully. The video went viral. CARE, again, demanded an investigation for discrimination. But the whole thing was staged. As a matter of fact, the cops weren't even real. Let me reel in here a little bit. How is it that CARE's got a voice anyways? All the while knowing who these people are? I'm going to highlight them before the show is up today. Who gave them a voice outside of the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media? See, they need groups like this to divide the American people. But you also need to understand, when you look to God and you look to your responsibility, America, you have been derelict of duty, and that's why you're under judgment today. I'm still waiting for that phone call. 1-866-582-9933. I see false prophecies given all the time. I see professed Christians across the country talking about how we need to welcome these people in and everything's going to be okay and this is what Jesus would do. Hey, folks, let me say something. There's even walls in heaven. What are you talking about? Who gave them a voice? You got to ask yourself why the state-controlled media is right there to put the microphone up to CARE's mouth, all the while knowing who they are. June 14th, after three burned Korans were found in front of a mosque in Dearborn, Michigan, the Little Somalia, they call it, the imam there led a campaign to pass a local statute criminalizing the desecration of holy books. Really? And the media ran with it, and his crusade gained traction until it was revealed that the Quran barbecuer was none other than a Muslim named Ali Hassan al-Sadi. Do you see what's going on? America, I continuously blow this in the wind. Respond for your own sake. Respond for your kids' sake. After that one, we go to April of 2014. After murdering his wife, a Muslim man in El Cajon, California, made it look like an anti-Muslim bigot did the crime. Look at how far they're willing to go to accuse innocent people. He left a note with her body that read, "Go back to your country, you terrorist," which led the media to report the murder as an Islamophobic hate crime. I'm sick of it. Some claimed that the slain wife was targeted for wearing a hijab. CNN's host Reza Aslan blamed conservative Islamophobic blanks for the homicide, even after the truth came out that it was an Islamic honor killing and not a hate crime. Wow, this is craziness. I'm going to give you a couple more on the other side, and then I'm going to, again, identify who CARE is. So, as you know, okay? So, as you know, it's important that you know. Now, let's respond with the truth that's been given unto us. That's the hope. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back into the Sons of Liberty. Folks, now do you understand? Now do you understand, friends, why the media attacks ministries like this one? Because they mean for you to be deceived. And they can't stand when people pull them out into the light. Rats hate the light. They just hate it. The criminals hate the light. And again, we're not here asking the devil for permission to obey God here. Folks, why are Muslims faking anti-Muslim hate crimes? Why are they faking them? Why are they accusing the innocent for crimes that they themselves are guilty of? August 2010, a Muslim high school girl in Ann Arbor, Michigan, we did some schools there, claimed that a mob physically attacked her on an apparent hate crime, which included ethnic slurs and the forcible removal of her hijab. The alleged hate crime prompted CARE again to lead a media blitz calling for investigations by state and federal authorities, except the assault never happened. The girl was eventually charged and found guilty of disorderly conduct. Praise God. Amen. Deuteronomy 19:19. Read it when you get a moment. This is how it needs to be done, America. They're using the law against the law, is what they're attempting to do. FBI data shows that the hate crimes against Muslims are actually very rare, which probably explains the need to make them up. And here's the other thing, friends. Hate crimes, really? hate crimes, really. All crime is motivated by hate, period. You know, such hysteria over Islamophobia is merely used by terror support groups such as CARE to shut down debate over jihadism and the responsibilities of the Muslim community to reform violent Islam and call out the terrorists radicalized in their ranks. That's exactly right. See, now these are the people that are thinking. This is healthy. But you have to be in, you got to be in step with what's going on in culture, America. So it can remain our culture and not someone else's culture, right? Let's go to this. To CARE. Who is CARE? Why is the CIA-controlled media putting the mic up to those that allegedly attacked us on September 11, 2001? CARE was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic supremacist organization that pioneered 20th century Islamic terrorism and sanctions violence against civilians. Folks, we've done shows where even Wikipedia highlights Muslim attacks, both here and abroad. And it's not like 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 or 40, friends. It's in the hundreds, in the thousands. CARE only has about 5,000 members, and it's amazing, friends, because when you look at the way the media puts them up, you would think that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Oh, my goodness. My thoughts coming back to me of things that I've crossed over concerning all the information that we have. Isn't it amazing, America? You have more information ever, more now than ever before, and America becomes more stupid. How does that work? But isn't it interesting that when I'm talking about CARE and the media blowing up CARE like they're some huge organizations, well, let me give you the reality of it. It's like Hillary Clinton's support and Barack Hussein Obama's support, right? It didn't exist. Well, same thing with CARE. Same thing with the homosexual population, friends. Less than 1.7% of the population. But America thinks that they're just overtaking all of us. There's so many of them. No, they're not. They're being used as a political battering ram. And now the Muslims are being used as a political battering ram to their own demise. That's what you need to catch. So I'm loving both sides here, friends. I'm correcting both sides here. I'm reproving both sides here. I'm instructing both sides here because that's what the Word of God does, period. If we want to be set free, we'll take heed. If not, that's okay too. We'll be condemned. CARE has about 5,000 members. Remember what Saul Alinsky said? Master to Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, the sodomite himself, and Hillary Clinton. Remember he said, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is? There you have it. That's why the media puts the microphone up to their mouth, America. Again, I've said this 100 times and I gotta say it again. Think about this. Tyrants do what tyrants do because the people at large believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Do you not get it? Tyrants are scared to death that you're going to figure out there's nothing behind them except deception. And that's what they depend upon, the people to be deceived concerning who they are and how much power they really don't have. And yes, I said don't have. CARE receives financial support from foreign powers who have also provided direct support to Osama bin Laden, if you believe that, Al-Qaeda and Hamas. So who's funding CARE? So the question is, again, let's go back to the CIA-controlled media putting up the mic to the mouths of CARE concerning Muslims faking anti-Muslim hate crimes, calling for investigations of those that might have singled them out for some sort of hate crime that doesn't exist, only to find out that they are the ones that are responsible for it. Who gave them the authority to act in such a manner? Okay, so we have the CIA-controlled media putting the mics up to their mouths, and then knowing they're receiving money from Al-Qaeda and Hamas? Well, why would your media do that? That goes back to, again, September 11th. Who's responsible for it? Who's been under attack since September 11th? You have, America. CARE has solicited money from sponsors of terror and received financial support from convicted terrorists. Well, I'll tell you what, and who entertained them more than Barack Hussein Obama? CARE founders have praised terrorists to Muslim audiences and said that suicide bombers are acting on the behalf of Islam. What a bunch of folks, cowards. And I lay to you to ponder. You know, they talk about how when you commit suicide or you commit an act of terror, how you're going to be promoted to the heavens right away and to rejoice with Allah. You know, it's interesting, those people that are telling others that that's what they should do and they'll be promoted, how come they themselves aren't doing it? And doesn't that tell you what's behind it? See, again, people don't think these things through. CARE has raised funds for terrorists under the guise of helping 9/11 victims. Think about that. It's nothing worse. CARE has solicited money and funds and raised funds for terrorists under the guise of helping 9/11 victims. Wow. CARE board members have called for the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law. Yes, you heard me right. This is CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. This is CARE, the group that demands investigation and biased motives for crimes committed against Muslims when it's found that the Muslims are self-inflicting these hate crimes, as they call them. Again, keep in mind, all crime is motivated by hate. CARE board members have called for the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law, and your media is right there to defend them and to support their every move. That's who your media is, friends. And by the way, you have been under attack by your media in an authoritarian way for a long time in this country. That's why you must hold them accountable. CARE has suggested applying Sharia punishment, i.e. the death penalty, to users who criticize Islam on the internet. A religion of peace, according to who? So to speak out and to expose them for who they are, for some reason or another, constitutes death. Wow! The Council on American Islamic Relations, at least 15 high-level CARE staff members, have been under federal investigation for ties to Islamic terror. Boy, they've been under investigation for a long time, haven't they, America? Isn't it interesting? Doesn't it bewilder you as to why the federal government haven't prosecuted these known terrorists? CARE has discouraged Muslim Americans from cooperating with law enforcement and has spent more time and money advocating on behalf of convicted terrorists than for their victims. Oh, well, America's been doing that for a long time. They show more compassion for the criminal than they do the innocent victims. That's another thing that's been going on in this country. You know, let me just take it over to this. Just think about this. Everybody's afraid of the Muslims because of the beheadings. But America, do you realize that 3,000 babies were beheaded today and dissected and sold on the black market for money, and your government knows about it, and they have done absolutely nothing when it comes to prosecution? And I want to tell you why they do it. They do it because the American people tolerate it. So in the eyes of God, again, who's guilty? Folks, been talking about much, but again, news today, crosses, exposes, again, fake Muslim hate crimes. And CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. We love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya, 1 John 3:18.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.